call and say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios this morning?
Yep, D.C. studios, man. Tom, last night was State of the Union, and hold on. I need to give me a drink of water. Hold on.
And don't forget to blow.
That feels better. All right, that feels better. Thank you, Senator Marco Rubio.
Did the president have to shake his hand after the speech? The hand that he used to blow his nose?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
He usually turns around.
Yeah, he could have given him a fist pound, but that's how that normally works. So Senator Marco Rubio had the response last night, and yes, the drinking of the water was quite funny. Lots of things the president talked about in the speech, Tom, but one of the biggest issues that clearly affects African Americans and others in a huge way, and that is the right to vote in this country. Joining us right now is Judith Brown Dianas. She is the co-director of the Advancement Project. They have been on the front lines fighting these battles. Judith, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. It was obviously, it was emotional. The president talked about, obviously, gun control and of course, the young lady from Chicago, her parents were there, other folks were there. But also, when he shouted out Desalene Victor, the 102-year-old woman from Miami, and you guys, you were the ones who brought her to D.C. for the State of the Union.
Yes, the Advancement Project, we got to know her. During early voting in Miami, Dade, when she was waiting in line for all those hours trying to vote. And her story was typical of many people, but she's 102 years old. So that story really did resonate with the White House. So we were happy to bring her to Washington, D.C. for the State of the Union.
And of course, when I was flying from Miami the other day, we actually were flying on the same plane. I had an opportunity to meet her. So Judith, this is a critical issue because we've had this before. February 27th, the Supreme Court will begin to hear oral arguments where Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act could very well be thrown out. So the president said he's going to create this commission to make it easier. If that court case goes the wrong way, that will have serious implications for
voting.
What
is Section 5?
Yeah, well, people need to know, like, Section 5 is this part of the Voting Rights Act. So first of all, I want to debunk the myth, like, our voting rights, black folks, our voting rights are not expiring regardless what the Supreme Court decides. That's number one. Number two is, if the Supreme Court decides to strike it down, what it means is that certain states that have a history of discrimination won't have to have changes in their voting laws approved by the Department of Justice. It will be a blow to voting rights because we know that Section 5 was instrumental in stopping voter ID in Texas and in South Carolina, that we use it in some counties in Florida. And so we know when these states start trying to pass laws that make it harder for us to vote, that we can depend on the Department of Justice. If it happens, don't worry. We will still be enforcing the law. We will still be suing states. But, you know, groups like Advancement Project will just have more work to do.
But the Section 5, Judith, the reason that's important is because the DOJ, any changes to any voting procedures in those states affected must be pre-cleared by the Department of Justice.
That's right. It's a check and balance on what we saw happen in 2012. So if a state does something, if a county does something, if they move polling places, you know, we've had that before. You move polling places, so black folks all of a sudden can't find their polling place. They've been voting there for 20 years. All of a sudden it's moved. That kind of change in particular states with a history of discrimination has to go to the Department of Justice before they can do that. And so it's a very important tool for us to protect voters and to make sure that people of color in particular are protected.
The president announced this commission. We've had previous commissions before, but it has to have the teeth as well for Congress to follow up to make these things happen.
That's right. We're going to be watching and seeing what this commission does. We've had commissions before, but what we need to do is get from commission to action.
Judith Brown Dianas, the Advancement Project, we certainly appreciate it. And tell Desalene Victor we said hello.
I will. Thank you.
I appreciate it. 102 years old. Still voting. Hear that, all y'all 18-year-olds out there? I'm just saying.
23 past the hour.